Javon with DubCNN.com. Man, this is getting to be a routine. I like this. I like this type of schedule that we keep, man. So with the one and only Six Reasons, man, what's good with you?
Oh, man, ain't nothing going on but the rent, and that's already spent. You know what I mean?
Now, I want to talk to you. It's been, you know, we spoke a couple weeks back, but you have some real cool news. You have the video for Michael Myers coming out, because that track has been really catching fire. We talked about it before, but I want to just, you know, it seems like new stations are adding it all the time. You got the video coming out. Talk about the video, because I've seen the behind the scenes kind of YouTube thing that you have out there. So it really looks like a sexy video. But talk about the video. Talk about how you're feeling with the momentum that the song is getting. And also, you know, you had the mixtape that dropped just recently as well. So talk about that, man.
Well, you know, man, first I just want to give a shout-out to my team, man. Teamwork makes the dream work. And the video is incredible, man. You know, when I shot Rain Dance, crazy video, and I was wondering, I was like, damn, like, how do I outdo this? Like, you know, I don't know if you ever did this. I was just like, how do I outdo this? When it's time to shoot again, because we always about going to the next level, the next plateau. I was like, how do I outdo this? I honestly didn't know how we were going to do it. But leave it up to Wolf Fiskin to pull it off, man. I'm telling you, Michael Myers was so much fun, man. It's so true to the element of the song. It's sexy. It's dark. It turns out 100 times better than what I thought. Like, I knew it was going to be a great video, but it's, like, truly a movie, man. And it's just, like, the from the location to the models to the costumes, everything was hitting. Everything was on point, man. I had so much fun doing that video, you know. Yeah. I've done a dozen videos, and most of the time, you know, they cool for the first hour. Then your next 12 hours, it feel like work. You know what I mean? You're in 12, 13 hours a day. You know what I mean? So the first hour, hour and a half is cool. The next hour is still like work.
Right.
This shoot, man, it was fun the whole time. It was turned up. I had, you know, a gang of people come through and bless the set, from DJ Charisma, Power 106, to Crisco, to Tino Pacino, you know, a bunch of radio person. Even the...
I think you had DJ Amen in there too, right?
Yeah. A-Man from Kenyell from the Bay came out down. I had the Chi-Town Finest Breakers. You know what I mean? They blessed the video and did some dancing. You know, they had been on everything from Ellen to Oprah. You know what I mean? Like, I had to let Oprah know I had them too, Oprah.
I saw that.
So they came through and blessed the set, man. It was so much fun, man. Just the energy. I had so much fun. And it's befitting, because the track, like you mentioned, is a... It's getting a lot of love, man. You know, it's getting a lot of love from the DJs to the actual club DJs, radio on-air personalities, and everything in between. And people are really gravitating to it, and it's picking up steam. I mean, the track is still young.
Yeah.
To be on these stations already, and even Felly Field and Yessie made their own little, Ortiz from Power 106, they made their own little video up before we even shot the video, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout out to them for the support, but it's an overwhelming amount of support that I'm getting off the record, man. And like I said, teamwork makes the dream work. It was really the team that helped execute a video of such magnitude. And like I said, it's sexy. It sticks to the theme. It's not one of the videos where you're like, what does that have to do with that?
Yeah.
Like, we stuck to the theme, still made it sexy. You know, I hate corny videos, so it ain't corny. I promise you, it's sexy. It's interesting. And it's true to the element, man. You know what I mean? Just like the song, you know what I mean? So I'm having a lot of fun, man. Just doing a bunch of shows, and just dropped 80s Baby, so we're promoting that, and that everywhere, you know what I mean? So, and I'm getting feedback every day, just like, I'm talking about face-to-face feedback, people that run into me in the streets out here like, man, 80s Baby is crazy, woo. I done ran into Scipio. Shout out to my man Scipio. And he had 80s Baby, and then, like, he 8 o'clock in the morning, like a day later, like, yo, this shit crazy. And I'm like, man, you know, that's somebody that's been in the game a while, man, out here grinding, that I respect. So it felt good just for him to be like, yo, this shit is hot, you know, and somebody that's in the game that I actually respect tell you your shit is hot, man. So it's kind of synonymous all across the board that everybody's, like, really feeling and digging the project, which I think is cool. And I'm getting a lot of love, man. So in that aspect, I'm blessed and I'm grateful. You know what I mean? Even, you know, DelCNN taking the time to reach out and check back in and find out what's going on. And, you know, I'm grateful of it. I'm grateful.
Well, you know, that's how we do it. And we're wrapping up with six reasons. But I want to ask you, so I know that obviously having it on Power 106 in L.A., that's big. But also when you think of markets like Albuquerque, Corpus Christi, Bakersfield, Las Vegas, and the list goes on, are any of these markets new to you? And is that opening up opportunities for you in terms of to perform and do some of those things? Are any of these markets new for you?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, almost all of the markets are new as far as getting getting on air spin, especially New Mexico. Like, it's crazy. I'm like, wow. Like, I know I felt like I'm babbling because I really can't fathom it. I mean, God is amazing, man. God is, I really can't fathom it. You know what I mean? I got a show coming up in Mexico in a few weeks. You know what I mean? And then, you know, they pick me up in Vegas and they showing me a lot of love there, which I think this is the first record that I put out that, you know, started getting love out there in Vegas. So, you know, we charting all new waters with this one. Like, this is uncharted territory, so I'm enjoying the ride. But, like I said, the tongue is still young. It's still a baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Still a baby, and, you know. So I can just imagine once the song is, you know, really starts to saturate, you know, another 8 weeks. You know what I mean? So right now, I'm not rushing it. I'm not pushing. I'm not forcing. I'm enjoying the ride. I'm really enjoying the ride, man. I'm just enjoying the ride, man. I'm sightseeing on the way up, you know. I'm meeting all kind of new people, meeting all kind of new artists that's on the way up, meeting a lot of artists that already made an impact in the game. So I'm just sightseeing and enjoying the ride and taking in as much information from everybody around me as I possibly can, man, especially my fans. My fans is my compass. They let me know what they like and what they don't like, you know what I mean? And all they ever tell me is, do you, Six, we want you, you know. Especially putting out a project like 80s Baby. Most mixtapes these days all sound alike.
True.
Like everybody went to the same producer and went to the same ghostwriter. So when you're putting out something as original and authentic as I am, because I know what everybody is playing, I know what everybody kind of music everybody is making, but I did my own thing anyway. So, you know, it's kind of going up against the machine, going up against the giant, you know what I mean, with nothing but your own authenticity, your own originality, and your own life experiences, you know what I mean, because that's the type of shit I was talking about, and it was just, it was received, and I'm overwhelmed by it, man, I'm overwhelmed by it. Like, you play 80s Baby, every song feels different, sounds different, puts you in a different mood, you know what I mean? I didn't want it to be like most mixtapes when you heard the first song. You heard all of them. It sounded like one, you know, they have 15 songs on their mixtape, but it sounded like one long-ass song.
True.
You didn't know the other song had even stopped. So that's what I did not want to do. You know what I mean? But I know that's, like, kind of what's in. But I don't really follow trends. I just did me. So to see everybody receive it and respect it the way they respect it and receive it is overwhelming, man. So whoever out there don't got 80s Baby, you need to get 80s Baby.
So, yeah, matter of fact, so any last words for DubCNN.com? Let them know where they can, you know, get them the website for Six Reasons and all that stuff. Any last words for DubCNN?
And I just really want to thank DubCNN again, man, for being so supportive and so proactive and helping me grow my career, man. Without y'all, it would be impossible to climb Mount Everest, you know what I mean? So when you see me, you see we. And you can pick up 80s Baby from LiveMixtapes.com, or you can just go to my website, the number 6. Reasons.com. I mean, follow me on Twitter, Six Reasons, all your favorite social sites. Just punch in Six Reasons, and I'm right there. I do interact. And, you know, we can't talk about anything. Make sure you add my YouTube page. It's YouTube/He the Shit.
Right.
Tom Hunt.
I hear you. That's what's up.